Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's going on, sports fans all over the world, Big Blue Nation, Giants fans, callers and listeners, you're now tuned into the most dangerous show on the planet, and I'm your host for today, the chosen one from the Bronx, and y'all know what time it is. This is East Style Fridays, the show that we talk about everything that we do during the week, all the sports events, all the scores, give us your thoughts, your feelings. Y'all know what's up. So like I always do around this time, I wait for my co-hosts, my compadres, my brothers in arms, a.k.a. the Sinister Six, to join in. But until then, I normally read off some Giants news for the fans, for the listeners, for those of you that don't have these local area news articles, even though you can go to the internet and pull up what you want. Sometimes they're just a little bit different when you're in the neighborhood. And I definitely am in the neighborhood, so I want to make sure that I give the people good information. Let me check the board first, like I always do, before I get started. We will be discussing the matchup NFC East rivalry between the Dallas Cowboys and our New York Football Giants. This is the big game coming up this Sunday. We have to actually play our best so far, which will be better than last week, and I know that will be pretty tough to do a comparative to because we played a hell of a game last week. Of course, we always have areas that we can improve in to make ourselves better, to get these victories, and to just get some things ready and solid so we can be a legit playoff contender. But this week starts now. If I was the New York Football Giants, I would throw last week out the window. That game is that game. Chalk that up in the win column. But this week, we have a huge division rivalry in the Dallas Cowboys. We're already 0-1 in the division by losing that game to the Washington Football Team. So this would put us at 500 in the division, and it will also give us a win over the Cowboys in the division, and we would have them 1-0. Now, most people say, oh, it's just one game. But people realize that at the end of the season, say we have a tiebreaker, in record, the fact that we have a victory over them and hopefully we can get two allows us to be the ones with the better actual record. So these division games early really, really count. We already are 0-1, as I said, but this one will put us up 1-1, but 1-0 against the Cowboys until we see them again down the line. Also, it'll be a huge confidence booster to win two tough games 2 weeks in a row, you know, and that's something that we did do last season, but we came on much later after week 5-6, you know, winning a football game. We definitely didn't have to wait that long this season, although we all thought it was going to go that way, starting 0-3, hoping we didn't have to go 0-4. But like I said, we chalked that win up, put that in the win column, let that be what that is. And now we move on, totally different team, totally different strategy, but we're going to have to step up. And we said that last week, but we're going to have to step up even more this week. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the fellas and all you guys have to say about who it is that we feel will help us win this game. I'll get you guys' thoughts on some dark horses for this game. I'll also get you guys' thoughts on some of the players who we feel will give us a chance to win. Some X factors, some plays that you guys might want to come up with, some things that you might want to, you know, talk about, and also hearing your thoughts against the Cowboys and how you feel about that team and all the things that we have to do concerning them. So without further ado, you guys know how I get down. I'll look and see and check the board. We do have somebody with us. If I'm not mistaken, it's 302. I think this was the Lieutenant Ivan, if I'm not mistaken. Peace, brother. Happy Friday. How are you? Welcome to East Style Fridays. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
It ain't nothing, brother. Just kicking it with the fans, you know, letting them know about last week being a game that we got to chalk up. We got that in the win column. But this is a totally different team we playing against, totally different mindset. And we're going to have to come in here as hungry as ever to try to get this victory, especially against a division rivalry. So I'll let you go on with your opening statement, my brother.
Yeah. Well, you know, as far as last week, it's the best win that I've seen from the New York Giants in the last 3 years. So the best performance that I've seen out of Daniel Jones to his career. I know everybody was excited after the first two games, but to me, this one was different. It was on the road. Same played at home in 2 years. The fans going crazy. Down 10, under 7. That right there is when the quarterback is able to elevate a roster. And that's the first time I've seen him do it. You know, when a team has no business winning the game, right? Because for 50 minutes, they lost the game. You know, and the Saints pretty much was doing what they had to do or what was expected of them at the time. And then, you know, they took the training wheels off of Danny Jones a little bit, gave him a little bit more leeway. He put the team on his back, and he carried them to a victory. I mean, Barkley, you know, had a couple plays that everybody's been talking about we haven't seen since his rookie year. And, you know, we finally saw him again. I don't know why they don't use him more in the passing game. But that was a great Giants win. I got no complaints. No knocks on them. It was a great win. You know, I didn't expect it. I had them losing for 50 minutes. That was correct, you know. But, you know, it's a 60-minute game. And, you know, they took care of business. Now, you know, to me, the way you prove that it means something is you got to go out there and you got to beat Dallas. That's it. It's a superior opponent. Put Phantom aside, you know, if you look at it objectively, they're a superior opponent. But if you're able to go in there in Dallas and beat them, now to me that same game, you know, means that much more. You do that and you back in the race.
Okay.
You know?
So while I got you real quick, Lieutenant Ivan, let me just plug the number to call in. The number to call in is 914-205-5796. Once again, this is East Down Fridays. You tuned into the most dangerous show on the planet. Right now we got the Lieutenant Ivan from Delaware. Once again, if you want to call in, 914-205-5796. All right, brother. So I'm going to put you on the hot seat for a second. Ask you just a couple of questions because I know you are one of the more analytical people when it comes to knowing football. There's some people who like football and there's some people who know football. I put you in the no football category, brother, as well as just liking it. So give me a couple of things from Daniel Jones because I know how critical you are and we all are. Give me a couple of things that stood out to you regardless in that game, some things that made you just raise an eyebrow. I'm not saying you a Daniel Jones fan. I'm just saying what made you raise an eyebrow.
I mean, he had a couple of big throws. I mean, you know, it's throws that quarterbacks make, and then there's this, you know, there's throws that only certain quarterbacks make. You know, that pass to Ross. Is it Ross? Am I saying it right? That touchdown pass was a thing of beauty. Yeah, when you know the way he put that ball in there, you know, in that moment that was big, you know. The pass he put it right on Barkley, you know, up the sidelines. I mean, it looked like an easy throw, but hey, it's not, you know, in that moment of the game, that's not an easy throw, you know. And he hit him in stride. Just overall his decision making, you know, he was poised. He looked comfortable. He looked comfortable. You know, sometimes, you know, I've seen him in the past where he didn't look comfortable. And, you know, playing with that comfort, that confidence, those are the things that stood out to me that, you know, made me say, hey, you know what? I don't think he's a bad – I never thought he was a bad quarterback. I just didn't think he was a franchise quarterback. You feel what I'm saying? You know, but those are the type of games and moments that, you know, hey, I'm open to have my mind change. You know what I mean? If he's able to turn that corner. And, I mean, you know, hey, do what you did against the Saints and you'll be all right moving forward.
Lieutenant Ivan.
Sir.
Hey, listen. And you was on this episode. Well, you know, you wasn't there for most of the vitriol because a lot of it came in the second season of his. And we was over there on the other network. But,
yeah.
Or platform, as I should say. But we was on the other platform, and I was... Yeah, the vitriol was real, you know what I'm saying? And you got to hear the latter part of it when you came on these airwaves and I was saying what I named him, Allen better than him. I named
the division quarterbacks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right? So you was there for the latter part of the vitriol that I had for him. But
mm-hmm.
I'm always... a creature of what have you shown me. Like, you could be a whole bum, right? You can be a whole bum for three seasons. And that fourth season, you resurrect your career and now you a beast and you one of the top linebackers in the league. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For example, right? I knew about Waller for a while, you know, because of Baltimore and everything, right? And I knew about his drug thing and all that, right? So I kind of written off his career. When he resurrected his career with the Raiders, I didn't say, oh, no, that's the drug addict. Yeah, he can never, you know what I mean? He can never be anything because he's a drug addict, you know?
Yeah.
When he showed up, I gave him his props. He's one of the top tight ends in the fucking league. So all about what have you shown me, and I can only go on what have you shown me. And that's why I took such of a stance last season, because a lot of my compadres were calling me a hater because I took the stance that I took on Daniel Jones. But I kept telling them, I'm not a hater for pointing out what the fuck I see.
Yeah.
I can't
be
a hater for pointing out what I see. So if he comes out there and he goes beasting out, what am I going to say? Am I still going to be wilding him out? Am I still going to say, oh, no, because I remember last year when he fumbled three times. No. I'm going to give him his fucking props, and that's what I've been doing this whole fucking season, because he has been playing like a fucking quarterback. So it's only about what you say. I'm never a hater, bro. Never a hater. Just show me, son. Just show me. That's all I've always been about.
Whole hater.
If I could jump in on that, right? Because Chase, I think you know. I think it's fair to. Y'all hear me?
Perfectly well.
Am I on?
Yeah, you there?
Okay.
Can you hear us?
One thing I think is safe to say is over the years, and I don't want the bad with a lot of folks, but we always had like a understanding of each other's point of views, right? And I respect your point of view, right? And what you said to me is what I try to communicate to John fans, you know, and Met fans and any other fan, you know, any other team that I root for. It's like when you call something out for what it is, it's not being a hater. You can't hate on something that you love. Like, if you truly love it, right? I love the Giants. I've been a fan since I was, like, 4 or 5 years old. You know what I'm saying? I'm 43. I've been a fan all my damn life of all my teams. And I'm a true fan. I'm talking, like, some people, you go, hey, you watching the Giants game anymore? What time they play? What the fuck you mean what time they play? You know? Oh, when they play? What you mean when they play? Or who they play? like, you know, I know what was going on with them. I know what's going on, you know, like with baseball. I mean, shit, I watched like 100, about 30 games a season. So when I say it's not about hating, but you call out what you see. And if they then do something different, what will make you a hater is, like you said, if then if you don't give them their credit, you know. But when you know, it's kind of like, you know, you have a family member, whoever, a brother, whoever, and they're not doing shit with their life. They sit on their ass, they playing video, they don't want to work, they're getting in trouble, and you're getting on their ass. And they turn around and say, oh, you a hater. What the fuck, what am I hating on? What is you doing for me to hate on, you know? You know, if I didn't care, I wouldn't say nothing. It's not hate.
Right.
You know, and then they all of a sudden go get a job, and they go, ah, well, what you got to say now, hater? I'm like, what you mean? I'm happy for you.
I'm proud.
You know, I'm proud. I'm happy.
That's good for you, baby.
Like I'm hyped right now. You know, and it's the same thing with the Giants. I don't want them to lose. Like, folks that think that way, I'm like, how do you – like, why would you root for a team, watch a team, support it, to invest the time? Because time is money. I've learned that real well over the years. Time is money. Why would I invest that type of time in a team just to hate on them? That's some morbid shit. I want them to have success. But the truth is, well, what's the stat? You know, something in the last 7 years that the Giants has the worst record in the league, you know, same with the Jets or something like that. It, you know, I know it's something like that. You
it's
know,
the last,
the record.
It's the last 7 years. It's the last 7 years,
yeah,
because
you know,
the only thing that put us over was the 11-5 season in 2016, if I'm not mistaken. So
right.
That put us over.
Right. So it's not hating on your team. It's you calling it for what it is and what's happening and what you observe. Just like, you know, Shake said. And if they then do something different, then okay, that's what I want to see. I would love nothing more than Danny Jones to go out there and throw for 330, 4 touchdowns against Dallas and make a statement. I would love it. I would love it.
Right.
You know, I'm not sitting there saying, I hope he throw 4 picks so that I could be like, ah, y'all was all hype last week.
I'd be right and shit. Yeah, I'd be right.
I don't want to be.
Oh, man,
yeah,
I don't want to be right.
I don't want to be right, bro.
Yeah. I don't want to be right.
So
go ahead, E. What were you going to say about what I said?
Yeah,
my bad,
ahead, yeah.
Lieutenant.
Oh, no. I was just making sure that everybody was in the building. We do have the triple threat, of course, with Ivan, the Fantastic Four. He's a part of this. This man been on this show before I have, man. So, you know, he's family, and that's how we treating things. But what I was going to ask you, again, because I was talking to Ivan, I just wanted to get his take on this. Defensively, you gave me my answer for Daniel Jones. Defensively, in order for us to win this game, I want everybody to answer this, but I was just asking Ivan first, what do you feel we have to do? And what have you seen so far that has pissed you off about our defense to the point where you're like, yo, what's going on? I know you know schematics. So I'm ready to hear that answer from you. Shakes, I definitely want to hear
they
from
can't
you
get off the field.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, they can't get off the field. Get off the field on third down. You know, and on top of that, don't give the Cowboys third and one, third and two, third and three. They're going to more than likely convert those. So to me, you know, that's the biggest thing with the defense. They can't get off the field. They've given up so many sustained drives. And this is not the team you want to do that against. You know, that to me is the big thing. The other big thing is don't give up the big plays over the top, because these wide receivers are legit. They're the real deal. You know, and you got a quarterback that can get them the ball. So to me, that's defensively, that's where it's at for me. It's just that simple.
All right. Shakes, you want to answer that? Well, I'll go off of what Ivan said first, and then I'll hear your answer. Now, I look at it like this, right, Lieutenant? We faced Taylor Heinicke, Matt Ryan, Teddy Bridgewater, and Jameis Winston. Of all those quarterbacks, some are mediocre toker. Yeah, I might call some of them trash. I won't go that far because these guys are winning games in the NFL. So I can't call them the worst because they are winning games. But I'm going to say this, and you guys can agree or not. Neither one of them guys that I named are top 10 quarterbacks in this league. At some point, Matt Ryan was, and he's a future Hall of Famer. But Dak Prescott is not any of them. He is a top five, arguably, quarterback, top 10 without a doubt, in this league. So we're going to have to get some pressure.
Well, he's definitely
we're going to have
he's
to get
better
it right.
Than those guys.
Yeah, this ain't what we've been facing. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have to do something on this defensive end. I understand if everybody wants to see a shootout. But normally in shootouts, the first person that makes a mistake wins the game. We're going to have to force a mistake. I do not want it to be our quarterback to make the mistake first. I don't want him to make a mistake at all. But we're going to have to do something to get some pressure. Something has to going to change about the scheme. To me, I feel Patrick Graham finally gets it right because he has no choice. Yeah, Shakes, it's on you, brother.
And it's a question about the defense.
Yes, sir. What is it that you want to see this game that you have not seen so far this season to help us win this game when it comes to the defensive end of the ball? Because we're going to have to do something. That's just a fact. Is that such a fact?
All right, well, a little long-winded. I hope that I come around to answering your question. But when I think about this defense, I know it's not the defense of last year, right? We have gotten some additions to this defense, but the subtractions to the defense is kind of huge as far as our mystique, because last year's defense would not allow a rusher. I can go into a game last year knowing for sure, even though I'm like, I don't think we're going to win the game, but I know for sure we're going to stop that run. That's not this team. And that got a lot to do with you know, the lack of the nose tackle. You want to point to Tomlinson. Yeah, Tomlinson got a lot to do with it, but I think it's a nose tackle thing for me. And then Blake Martinez being absent as well. It you can tell with the missed tackles in these last two games that is a huge loss for our defense. But as far as what I want to see from the defense, I want opportunities. How the fuck am I trying to say that word? Anyway, right? I need turnovers, bro.
We got you, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
We got you.
I know y'all understood what I was trying to say. I couldn't get it out.
Opportunistic.
You know what I'm saying? I need. Thank you, LLP. And I need turnovers. That's what I have not seen much of so far. We have, how many we have so far? Like two, three. I need more turnovers, and especially in this game, like, I want some interceptions because that's momentum right there. When you get those turnovers, that's a momentum thing right there. It sparks up your defense. It sparks up your offense. And usually, it leads to points. So I want turnovers in this game. And that's what I want to expect from the defense going into this game. I want to.
And it was nothing long-winded about that because you had to go through what you had to go through so the people can understand why you said that. So everything you said led, and it was relative to what you was getting to your point with. And that's important. That's important. And turnovers is something that I was alluding to when I said, what's the difference? Because that's what is going to turn the tide for us. because everybody believes this is going to be a good old barn burner in a shootout. I don't. It's the game for me that Patrick Graham gets it right. And I pray that I am right. I was right about last night's game, Easterdamus, along with Nostradamus. But, yo, we need those turnovers, man. And we need them in key points of the game. And what we need to do is turn those turnovers either into points or sustain long drives to keep the defense fresh. To me, this is a defensive game. No, last week was offensive to me. This week is defensive to me. LRP, anything you want to add?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to close it out with sacks, man. Sacks. I want to say sacks.
Talk on it. Come on, brother. Give us something on us.
Which will, you know, I think it complements what the other two brothers said. As far as forcing turnovers and getting off the field on third down, sacks, Aziz, a little cat, house kitten.
Where come on,
at?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah, he gonna get that, bro. He gonna get that.
Yeah,
he only got one sitting on 1.5 right now.
Nah,
he gonna get that. He going y'all just said about being a hater and all
that.
When he
shows
it,
man, well, you gotta go watch the game, bro. You gotta go watch the game, bro, and then you tell me that, bro. You can't just go look at the stats and just say, "Oh, he ain't." Nah, fuck that, bro. Watch the game, bro.
Give me some sacks.
Watch the game.
Disease, little cat, house kitten. Let's get some sacks. Put them in long yardage situations. Force and with that. And just smoldering. I'm talking about smoldering, not leaking, not allowing, you know what I'm saying, like you said with the nose tackle situation, you know, where the bookends are pressuring, but leaving that middle up so we can step up. No, man, we need smoldering type shit on that. You can't let that dude pick you apart. So I need to see sacks. That's going to force the issue, speed up his clock, make him want to get rid of the ball more than what he has to, and then hopefully that will lead to the interception. If not an interception, at least a pass deflection, so it'll put him in a third and long situation so they can get off the field. So that's what I want to see. I'm close it out. That's all three phases. Brothers handled it, you know what I mean? And that's the end right there. Get off the field, interceptions. I need to see some pressure. Need to see some sacks.
All right, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join the chat, the Shakedown chat is now open. So if you want to comment, speak, or just write lyrics, I might read them off if they dope. If not, please don't come in there with a whack pen because I am very critical of that. But, you know, your attempt is always respected. But I agree with you, LP.
Real quick, the number to call is 914-205-5796. Go ahead and call in, join us in this conversation, or just listen in, whichever one you want to do. That's the number to call in. My bad, Nicole.
No, that's wonderful, brother. That's what we do. You know, we're finishing the week strong, first and foremost. So those are my questions on those things. But I want to get to last night's game. I want to get you guys' thoughts on it. And man, oh man, was we all right or was we all right last night about Russell Wilson? And that start. I mean, I think that was the first time I think we all had a conversation and just knew what was what. He was horrible last night. And I'm not saying he was the worst horrible. I'm saying for fantasy owners, he was horrible last night.
I'm not sure I gave fantasy owners in our league 19 points.
Right.
And our league motherfucking average is like 30, 40.
20, yeah, nigga.
You know what I mean?
With
a good one, you can get 50, 60. You know what I'm saying? So to get 19 points,
yo,
you're like, what the fuck?
Yo, come on, bro. And let me tell you, I Shakes, that's Easterdomus all the way. You know what I'm saying? They was going to have a little defensive battle right in the first quarter. Things was going to loosen up a little bit. And Matthew Stafford was going to hit his rhythm. That's exactly what happened. Not saying that we all knew Geno Smith was going to come in and do some damage like that. Quick, too. Quick damage. Came in. Uzi. Little Uzi. Little Uzi. Like, yo, that was kind of weird to me. To see Geno Smith come in there and just pow, 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 just shooting the place up like that.
That's
I wasn't ready
they wait
for that.
For opportunity.
That's a fact, LRP.
I didn't watch it. I went to sleep, but I woke
yo,
up in the morning,
you know,
saw the
yo,
highlights.
Let me tell you something, bro. Geno Smith came in there like this.
Yeah.
Oh,
shout out to him, though, man. Even though I hate him, I don't hate him. I hate McAdoo for doing that Bama shit that he did. But shout out to him, man, because that was a good look for him, you know?
Yeah, it was, man. It was. You know what I'm saying? And he was on prime time with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was on prime time with it. He was one throw away from really winning that game, man. One throw away. He could have won that game last night if he'd had a better defensive standing from them and also just that one throw. But for him to make it competitive like that and for him to, you know, get behind him like that, man, it was really a joy for me to see a team get behind him like that, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, normally they don't get behind your backup. Unless your backup is a rookie or second-year player that they've been calling for because your starter ain't been making it happen. But we talking about a Hall of Famer already still playing in his prime and Russell Wilson. And Geno Smith, who I didn't even know still was in the NFL. We're going to keep that all the way real.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, so let's talk about it. I did not know Geno Smith was in existence on a roster. So, you know, we had
I was wrong with the game pick, but shouts out to with Robert Woods, man. They finally got him involved, and that's I didn't factor for him, you know, when I made my pick. But he was if they ain't really been able to get him involved, then I ain't really think that they was. I forgot all about him, to tell you the truth, but it's all good. I thought it was a decent game.
Am I the only person who faced Robert Woods last night in fantasy? Just asking.
I played him. You know what I mean? And it's so crazy because, like LRP said, he ain't have a good season so far. So I'm looking at him like, damn, should I start him? Like, once a week is up and shit, you looking at the players and you like, all right, should I start him? I'm like, yo, it's a good matchup for him, man. And I was like, yeah, I was convinced I was going to start him, right? But what made me feel secure, I think maybe that day or a day before the game, McVay was like, oh, man, we love – because, like, he don't have the top numbers, but he still has a touchdown here and then, like, you know what I mean? It's not bad, you know what I'm saying? So what they were saying was, like, they love, like, his patience and like, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's used to these top numbers, but he's not getting it this year, and he's not complaining. Like, he's happy for Cooper Kupp. He's happy, you know what I'm saying, for Jefferson and stuff like that. So he was like, man, we going to get him the ball more, and he's going to get more involved. And I was like, ooh, yeah, I'm definitely starting him, right? So, yeah, I was glad to see him go off yesterday and have a buck 50 and, like, what, 14 catches or some shit?
Yeah, 12 for a buck 50. Real quick, we have the great Black Freezy in the crib with us right now. What's going on? The Fantastic Four is in the building. 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. This is East Isle Fridays. Y'all know what time it is. What's going on, Black? Happy Friday, brother.
What's going on, man? Give me a second.
Give me a second.
Peace, yo. Give me one minute, man.
My bad for all that. And DK Metcalf on the same squad. Hold on, my bad, LMP, but I had him and DK Metcalf on the same squad, bro.
In the shakedown?
Yeah. I think it's a league two or a league one. It's either a league one or league two. Tyler Higbee hooked me up.
Yeah, I got him in one league, too.
You know what's crazy? I dropped Sony Michel. But I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, rightfully so. He wasn't doing
nothing.
Yeah, they ain't really thought, you know what I'm saying? So.
And he ain't going to be doing nothing moving on the way they getting down now. Because Darrell Henderson is letting it be known. You get a couple carries, but you ain't the man at all. And it's okay. I dropped Michelle for Gainwell, so I'm okay.
Forget what I said about Tyler Hickey. That motherfucker only got 8 points. I saw the fucking notifications. Motherfucker said he got 2 touchdowns. But I got him in 2 leagues. So that's what I thought. I thought he got 2. It was only 1, but it was up there twice, and I wasn't paying attention, so... I just looked at
it, man. I forget
I said that.
Me and Nacho talked about it last night when we was talking about the wide receivers and who these cornerbacks was, and we said either Robert Woods or Cooper Kupp was going to have damn near a 200-yard game. Nacho played a little bit more pause with it.
Nacho said both of them.
Robert Woods. I was more so on Robert Woods because I was like, yo, Woods about to go out here and let's not act like he ain't the dude. And he was like, yeah, he is. And I said, yeah. But everything I said happened. You know, I just don't need to go no further than that because it ain't hard to tell. Carson out, that's 40% of their offense right there. It is not hard to tell. And that defense was coming for Russell Wilson neck. They was on it.
That's a Black Freezy son. My bad, B. But
who?
Like Alex Collins, that's a Black Freezy son, right? Alex Collins?
Yeah, that's his son because he was with Baltimore, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he with the Ravens at some point?
Yeah, he was all over the damn.
Yeah, that's Freezy Child. Because I remember saying, yo, he runs hard.
He should have went off, man. He should have went off yesterday.
Playing against Aaron Donald and the boys.
He looked
rusty to me, man. It was a couple holes. He was running in the motherfuckers. He looked rusty.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since he was playing, too.
All right, Aaron Donald and fantasy team.
Yeah, they got a dope-ass picture of 2 motherfuckers trying to block Aaron Donald. That shit look crazy. Like, they didn't put that on a T-shirt for real.
And what I say to you last night, Shakes, before the game, you said I would not go against any quarterback when it come to Ramsey, right? And I said, there's only a couple of people who can let him know I'm in the building. And that bionic-ass DK Metcalf is one of them. Yo, that's not a regular man, fam. That's not. He had the
Dragon Ball Z blue head on, too.
Yo, he was looking crazy. So. Like, he was right. Like, he was Super Saiyan God mode.
Yeah. He had Super Saiyan blue head. Like, yo, this
shit looked nasty, B. Like blue cotton candy.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
I told y'all that boy was going to be a problem. told y'all that boy was gonna be a problem coming up.
We didn't disagree. We just were telling you who the man was, though, on the low. You feel me? We never disagreed.
That
we were just saying
Brown
who the dude
shit,
was.
Y'all
yeah.
like, oh,
yeah.
no, man. AJ
nah.
Brown better than him.
And no,
Black
we just were saying who AJ Brown is, though.
I know
it yeah, right. I'm saying who he was, though. That dude was all right.
Talking
look
about
at him.
Route running and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
This kid was just
right.
a physical specimen. And, you know, shit happens, man. And not as stupid. They
both please, yo.
But you know what's crazy?
Yeah,
they both
please,
are man. Having a successful life. They're good.
Yeah. They I don't know what's going on in Tennessee. Both of their wide receivers hurt with hamstrings.com.
Yo, the same
oh,
thing. The
and,
same thing that's going
you,
on with us.
We predicted that shit, though. At least I know I did.
Yep.
No, but,
I
yeah,
did,
yeah,
I
I'm like, yo, what? Yeah, when they got Jones, I was like, yo, what the fuck, man? They got two fucking injury prone. I mean, they beast.
Remember we made that trade.
I don't know how many games they're going to play together. Yeah, that's why you made the trade. Because you knew you was going to get hurt, you motherfucker.
That's what I said. But I thought what's the name would be back
yeah,
by
he
now.
Always get hurt. Oh, Brown? Oh, yeah, Thomas. He about to come back,
too.
I've been holding that motherfucker
yeah.
all season long on one of these, too. He about to come back. Got, like, a couple more weeks. Yeah.
Week 6, right?
A couple more weeks. Yeah. But I think, like, he'll be back week 7 because you got to miss 6 weeks. Yeah, so week 7.
Mm.
But, yeah. Got a couple more weeks.
Mm-hmm. What y'all talking about?
We started off on Daniel Jones. Then we was talking about the defense and, like, what you expect from the defense from this Sunday.
Yeah,
yo, those days match up. All
right, so listen, the time has arrived.
Hold up, Black Frizzy was going on.
Oh,
quick.
what you
saying,
Black?
Saying, Black?
I said I expect the defense to at least be, you know, pretty good against the pass, but against the rush, you know what I mean?
No, I got more than somebody. First of all, this is something that we want to hear in our game more than anything in the world coming up against the Dallas Cowboys. And I got none other than the phrase we want to hear, but the man himself. We got first and goal with us, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, brother?
I know I was here for everyone, Dallas.
Blessings, brother. Hey,
Founders, first and goal.
Chase, I ain't been high. I waited all this time for this week. I was just sitting there just licking my chops, licking, just waiting. I ain't forgot what you've been saying all for the last several months. I ain't forgot because y'all switched from one source to another. I ain't never forgot. I won't find you.
I will find you.
I will find you.
Nah, man.
Brother, how are y'all doing? What's going on?
But I knew if I ain't hear from you before then, I knew I was like, Dallas week, I'm going to hear from you. Right, we got you. Ain't no way
up,
he going to let this week go by without talking with it. What's going on, first and goal?
Man, blessings. Everything's good. Love man, he's going to be 2 in a couple weeks. The wife got the new baby cooking right now, so the new baby will be here in February. But everything's up, you know. Went through a couple of life things going on, but other than that, everything's good.
Amen to that, brother.
My man been fit.
We look forward to hearing what you have to say. So we have arrived at that time on the show. First of all, we want to hear about you, how you've been feeling about your Cowboys, We ain't going to take that from you, brother. Talk to us about your team. 3-1, right? Where y'all stand?
Yes, sir.
First in the division, right? Talk of the town in the NFL, right? Everything is everything right now, right? Yeah,
everything
brother. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Look here, I ain't gonna waste no time about my offense. Everybody knew this was supposed to be. If Dallas is balanced, running the ball, passing the ball, and all of that, spreading around, you know, that's offense. We already knew that. That's a sweat sword. We ain't gonna waste time on that. I want to talk about my defense. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Dan Quinn. I appreciate it. Please give him the Defensive Player of the Year award. As a coach, I don't even care at this very moment. I appreciate you. I thank you. Because for some reason, everybody swore it was about the players last year. I kept saying, that scheme didn't fit them. That scheme didn't work for them. I kept saying that something wasn't just feeling right. And so, but the defense is doing great. I'm cool. Yes. Big is surprising me, just a taste. I'm glad that he's coming up. We got a couple injuries, but they'll be back in a few weeks, so I ain't going to trip over that. Now, I'm going to say this. We should be on the field. One reason only. Damn kick. That's all I'm going to say. That damn kick. 4 points on the left on that field in Tampa Bay. We should be undefeated right now. Other than that, we're doing good and everything. And yet, I was sitting there marking it down. Week one, done. Week two, done. Waiting on them Giants. Week three, done. Week four, done. Oh, week five, we're here. Redemption game. And we're a 7-point favorite at home. A lot of people think it's a little high because of the way y'all won last week. But I don't think that's high. You know, the word out was talking about y'all left tackle may not make it to Dallas on Sunday. So if that happens, Danny Dimes might want to keep his head on the swivel because they're coming on all sides. Now, I will say this. The Jalen Smith release early in the week. At first I was pissed. Then after I let it digest in the stomach for a second, I came to the terms to understand why he got released. It wasn't a dumb move because if he got injured, he not only will have to pay him the 7.2 this year, we have to pay him 9 next year, guaranteed. And the linebacker room was really, really crowded. That's what a lot of folks not really talking about. They kind of smoothing that under the table. They really forgot that we got like 6 linebackers. Somebody ain't gonna
let
us see it.
Let me ask you a question first and go within your statement, because I know you'll be honest. Who on that roster in the linebacker room accounts for Jalen Smith's talent outside of Michael Parsons?
Jabril Todd, they really like Jabril Todd.
Okay.
I think he just needs reps. A lot of times you just need them reps, and then you'll be fine. I think Jabril Todd. You got Keanu Neal coming back this week off of the COVID list. They moved him from strong safety to linebacker for a reason, and I think I know why. And it's the pass coverage. That was Jalen's biggest weakness. He could not cover. He could look. I could run a route, and I know I'm slow. I could run a route, and he couldn't cover me.
Well, they said something that I want you to definitely answer for me. Remember, they talked about the whole injury coming out. But because of the fact that he did so well, became a Pro Bowler, and showed everybody, I'm really not going to go through the problems that you think I'm going to go through. People forget they said his injury was a deteriorating one, meaning as he can have a few good years, but eventually the knee is going to catch up to him and his play will start to slow up. Is that what you actually was the case with him? Because I can't be the one to tell you that because I didn't watch him enough except twice a year.
I'm going to be honest with you. He did have not a – last year was not a very good year for him, even though he did lead – he was one of the top three tacklers on the team, but that was a lot of those came, you know, with smoking guns, basically, you know. So, yes, I do believe that because his injury had nerve damage coming out of Notre Dame.
Right.
I watched that game. I watched that game against Ohio State at the Fiesta Bowl. That was bad. That was gruesome. And so they weren't even sure he should even be playing. So thank God he's able to play. But the fact that eventually your knee's going to deteriorate, especially playing as hard he does, going back and forth on the knees, running hard and all that. Eventually, them knees is going to take a toll. And I think a little bit of it was the injury situation, and I think a little bit is that Dan Quinn was like, we really don't have to use him because we got our linebackers. Like, somebody's not going to play. There's no – and then we say we have to cut Jabril Cox, and then somebody pick him up, and then he goes off. I think that would have pissed off a lot of the fans. Especially all the fans on Facebook, they would have been really pissed. So, the fan base, I ain't going to lie, is 50-50 about the situation with Jalen. But it's a business at the end of the day. You got to understand, everything ain't forever. Everything ain't meant for like it was back in the day where you get drafted by this team, you stay with them for X amount of years unless they trade you. I felt what kind of pissed me off more was I knew it was going to happen because I've been paying attention to the tea leaves. They've been saying that Dallas was shopping him. That's a fact. That was a fact. They couldn't get no partner. So the problem I had was they knew they was not going to have him on the roster too much longer. The problem I had is that they did it now instead of at the beginning of the season because I feel like Jabril Cox could have got some reps those first four games. He could have got a lot more reps than he has.
Jabril.
Mm-hmm. I like Jabril. Out of Auburn. I forgot for a second, too. But you got to string those kids along. And I agree with you, though. Like, that room is crowded, but to just let them go without no conversation, I know you said they were shopping them.
Get a six
or seven or something, bro. You ain't get nothing. So,
And this is what pissed me off. Dallas let Carolina go get Stephon Gilmore, which to me, Dudo Brown – could get replaced still. I don't care if they talking about you playing better or not. No, he's still Dudu Brown. I'd rather have Gilmore with a sixth-round pick that you trade Jalen to. I don't care you do trade him to Green Bay Packers for a sixth-round pick. Get a sixth-round pick for him. Take that sixth-round pick because that's exactly what Gilmore got with the Patriots. So I don't understand. That's just as far as I don't understand. Like, that's just stupid.
So this is my last question about your defense that you so eloquently spoke about, and then I'm going to open up the floor for everybody else to go back and forth because we do have the enemy on the phone with us. First and goal, we love you, but you are the enemy. Don't get that twisted. For the next 5 days, you are the enemy. And I said five because it's actually three, because if we lose, it's going to take two for us to love you again and respect you because you're going to be straight. It's going to be straight hate. Don't call in here on Monday unless you lose. How you going to tell somebody that? But anyway, listen, I got to ask you this. I got to ask you to play devil's advocate. Be honest.
Okay.
outside of Trevon Diggs, right, do you really believe that your secondary can match up with our wide receivers, especially the zone that Daniel Jones is in right now?
I'm going to be honest with you. The fact that Trevon Diggs took a big step, a big leap in his development going to his second year, I'm going to be honest with you, no, because I don't trust no. That was one of the biggest yells I was doing during the draft was, would y'all please
get
a corner or a safety, a legit corner and safety. And even if you get somebody to go on the opposite side of big, like somebody, like get a dog.
Matter of fact, you was upset at the Parsons pick because you wanted cornerback so bad. I remember that.
Right.
Because I was like,
I told them that they was going to do that. I told them they was going to do that.
And
he was like,
the thing about it is,
no, E.
The Horn pick kind of pissed me off more than the Surtain, because Surtain was already linked to go to Denver anyway. In some aspect, you know, if something happened. So J.C. Horn was kind of like almost linked to come to us. But the fact that the Carolina went and jumped and got him, well, they didn't jump, but basically they jumped to get him, basically. And that threw our thing off. Now, I ain't going to lie. I did not like the Parsons pick, but I love Parsons now. Sometimes you have to see it to believe.
He changed that whole identity of that defense, bro.
And that's all it takes. Sometimes, and that's the crazy thing. You got to take it into account. With it, Trevon Diggs took a step.
Real quick, gentlemen, before we finish, we're gonna let you finish that first and goal. Let me make sure that I get this plug and bring this man on real quick. 914-205-5796 is the number to call in. Y'all know what time it is. We have the OG Steve with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, what's crack-a-lack and happy Friday, everybody. Yeah. What's good?
What's up, man?
Just letting the Dallas fans
on the wind down, you know what I'm saying?
Good.
Yeah, man. I'm enjoying the banter, man. I gotta get a real live. I need some help, man. Real time help, man. I gotta go to my fantasy, man. I got a real dilemma, for real, man. I need to know if I should sit Cooper for real against our defense. Should I sit Cooper, man? Because
I'm going to go ahead and answer that question for you. Everybody knows that Cooper's biggest thing is his hamstring. That's right now is hampering him right now. Reason why he didn't finish the game with Carolina. I'm going to be honest with you. He's going to start. The question is, if he's going to finish? That's the question. So I understand your dilemma. Depending on who your backup is, I don't know who's your backup, but if you ain't got no good backup, you just got to suck it up.
Who's going to bring in on the flex? I could bring in Tony, or I could bring in Pollard on the flex.
Pollard be your best bet.
I don't know. What y'all say, G-Fam? Today is Tony or Pollard on the flex.
You know Pollard is going to get his. You know this.
In this game,
Tony's going to get some touches without a question. Tony touch, pause. But we know Pollard is a definite. And if it's a PPR league, you already know.
All right. All right, fam. Go on with the show, man. I appreciate y'all giving me that, man. I knew what to do. It's just in my heart is really messed up, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a fantasy. Y'all already know what my heart is. So let's go, Blue. You know, let's
right.
do it.
We give hey, each other advice when we're not playing each other. That's it.
No doubt.
Because Russell
I'll get out the way
was
with
fucking
that.
Last night. And I just sat his ass 20 minutes before the game. right.
I don't think their secondary can really match up with ours, yo.
Yo, come on
they
now.
Really
I've been waiting, bro. Stop playing with me.
That's a matchup. That's
what I've been waiting for.
But here's
come
the
on.
Thing, though. Here's the thing. We have to get them off the field, bro, because, again, what I've been screaming out all week long, their run game and our inability to stop the run up the middle so far this year, it don't bode well, and it don't look like a good sign. They could run the ball on us and have a field day. So, we got to stop them, bro. Gotta stop them. Contain that shit. And that's why I'm scared of Pollard. That's why I'm scared of Zeke. Because I know that they're going to have big games.
Can I tell you
they
something,
gonna have big
games. There's been a defensive move this game. And I'm telling y'all, we have to watch it because now I'm afraid. I don't know if y'all knew or not, but I've been waiting to bring it up. For this game right here, Adoree Jackson is moving in the slot, and Rodarius Williams is being kicked outside.
What?
You'll see. Remember, I just told you that first.
You want to run that by me again?
Yeah. Wait. Adoree Jackson is going to be in the slot. That is the plan for this game. And Rodarius Williams is going to be kicked outside because of his size, his height, and his speed. So they saying Adoree is going to follow CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee. Mm-hmm.
I think I kind of like this first, to be honest with you. I hope it works.
That's gonna be a nice matchup. I ain't gonna lie to you. I figured the door is gonna come up on CD, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So, because Bradberry already gonna have Cooper. That's the point.
They already done matched up, bro.
But you better hope that old boy right there. The fact they made that switch. You better hope old boy holds up because if Them tight ends and that slot, the other receivers, because, you know, Gallup ain't back yet. Gallup be surprised if they come back.
Nah, he's out.
Here's my thing, like, and again, I'm not surprised at none of that. I said that a couple shows ago, that Adoree will be on CD. But the thing about it is, what scares me is them saying Roe is going to be out there a lot more on that island.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, and I got to accept that because, to me, my answer was Julian Love. I want Julian Love to be on that island more than him, right? We're going to need Julian Love more because Jabril Pepper's not playing. So we're going to be needing him on the safety. So, yep. So, we're going to need Roro. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm scared for Roro because Wilson, bro. Wilson has been having a fucking beast-ass fucking season, y'all. And I've been seeing this kid since preseason. I'm like, who the fuck is this Wilson kid?
He's been there for about 3 years, so I'm saying he's been around.
Yeah, well, Wilson's going to fuck him up, man, because he's having a fucking season this year, man.
And if he's matched up on with one of those tight ends somehow, it ain't gonna be a good day for him.
All right, let me make sure that I put the order in things right now. If you got something going on in your background, please mute it because this is the part of the show that is the most important to me because everybody's gonna rapid fire off their thoughts, off the questions. So please do me a favor and let's get this right. Let's give the people what they need, 914-205-5796. Y'all know what time it is. Let's do it. So listen, you said I'm going to go up with Shake said first, and then I'm going to go right into this whole defensive scheme, and I want to hear from everybody. Shakes, you said a couple of weeks ago, I don't remember, I don't care, I'm going to talk about it now, that Adoree was going to be on CeeDee Lamb. Let me tell you the nightmare.
A couple days ago.
All right. Okay. Let me tell you the nightmare that could present. Yeah. The fact that we are not going to have Jabril Peppers over there by him to help him
Dallas does something that no other team does the best in the league. And check it out. Help me out, first and goal, if I'm wrong. Their rub routes, and in case nobody knows what that means, their rub routes are the best in the league, meaning as trapping a cornerback in zone and freeing up a wide receiver in space in between 5 to 9 yards. That leads to a 20 to 25-yard gain up the field because they could block.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, if Adoree Jackson gets caught in that rub route, Shakes, you're going to be so mad. So this is what we're going to do to keep him from getting caught in that. Because I know Patrick Graham, because I'm entering my Patrick Graham mode, because I think he's going to do it this game finally. We're going to take somebody off the edge, and we're going to be in a nickel package for 80% of the game. Remember I said that. The floor is
you
open.
Can do that. I put it this way, you can do that, but you know you're going to have to give up the run. So if you do that, that means what you're saying is you're willing to give up runs for not getting beat deep.
And you know what's crazy? I believe that has been Patrick Graham's philosophy this whole season, and that is the reason why we have gotten what we have gotten, which is ran on. But we've been passed on, too. Don't get that twisted. But real deep chunk yardage pass plays, they've not been a lot of those on us. You know what I mean? So
I think we play a lot more 4-3 front like we did with the Saints.
The hybrid? You think we go back to the hybrid that we did against the Saints?
I think we going to do more
that.
Of that.
I want
to stop the
I
run.
I want that personally.
You know what, man? I changed my tune, man. Romo is ready, man. He's ready. My son is ready. He's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. He's ready.
OGP
ain't
going to
get.
Please.
Yeah, yo, he ain't going to get. He ain't going to get abused, yo.
OG.
You know what I'm saying?
Please.
He's going to give us some plays, yo. Listen, hold on, yo. Let me just warn. All right, let me warn. He's going to give us some plays, all right? But I'm saying he's not going to get abused, all right? That's all I'm saying to y'all. Y'all remember I said that, all right?
Hold on,
what's abuse, though? Bro, that abuse is what they've been doing to him up to this fucking point.
So he's not going to have what he's been abused with up to this point.
So,
but he's going to get a beating, but it ain't just going to be nobody to call CPS.
And
CPS, stands for Cowboy Protective
Service.
Ain't
going to do Peterson. Ain't going to do Peterson on him.
Okay, all right.
Just a little spanking.
Right. No switch?
Just a little spanking.
So he ain't going to get a switch.
No switch.
Wait a minute. I got a question for you. So what you're saying is, Dak ain't going to target him like Dak did old boy on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all day long. That's what you're saying.
Right. Hold up, though.
Man.
Who was that he was abusing, though? He was abusing one corner.
Carlton Davis? That's on the IR right now?
Ron Davis.
That's all
right,
comes
though.
The pain.
My son gonna be all right, man.
Is Carlton Davis ain't
y'all
that
see.
Breezy son, Carlton Davis?
Yeah, that's
I could,
his son.
I,
he don't want to say
yeah,
it right now, but that's
son,
his son.
Carlton Davis.
Yeah, that's my son. That's what I'm going
See, here's the thing. Going back to E's revelation about the defense, switching up, I'm going to say this. If y'all do that, you better hope y'all, I'll put it this way, in all the possessions y'all got, y'all better score. Because if that, because we run for, if we run collectively about 175 to two and a half bills, y'all losing that game.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, we gotta stop that run, bro. Like we can't let the run destroy us, bro. Like that no, bro. Because they're gonna be holding
the fucking
shit.
We can't let it tire us out, bro.
Is because, yo, I'm telling you, y'all. I know this offense can have fucking success against them, but how much is we gonna be on the field is what fears me. They gonna be possessing that ball, bro. Yeah, man.
That's what it is. We can't let them. We can't let them do what the Denver Broncos did. We cannot let
that
happen.
Yeah, that's it.
We cannot have that.
That's a wrap.
We can't do that.
Can't do it.
Can't win with it. Can't play with it.
Can't do it.
Cannot win with that. You know what I'm saying? So, LRP, you want to get in on that, brother?
Oh, boy.
Be with y'all in a second.
All right. Freezy?
Smoke.
Here.
You want to get in on that conversation, brother?
Who's looking for safety?
How we got to approach this situation defensively?
Who the fuck are y'all safety?
Yeah. We got to run the ball.
We talking about my safety?
Yeah.
I thought it was our guy. I thought it was our former guy. Was
they still got Thompson?
Word. Yeah, we still got Thompson. Yeah, we still got Thompson on. But
he started.
But he's not the starter. He's not. He's not going to be the starter. Kazen or the other kid that came from Atlanta with Dan Quinn. He was supposed to he took Keanu Neal's spot at strong safety where Keanu Neal was supposed to be at. So
number 42? Is this number 42?
42. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
What his name
is?
What his name is?
It's not with a K, like Kazum or something like that.
Jaron
Curse.
Yeah.
Okay, so he ain't nobody.
He cleans up, so it's just a matter of if he hasn't been put on the island. That's the thing about it.
Yeah, he ain't been bad.
He hasn't got exposed yet. That's the thing. He hasn't got exposed so far this season. So that's the thing.
Okay. We got to change that. Because John Ross and
only reason why
Kenny Galladay
is
and Kadarius Toney
fucking pops, man. I be watching the Cowboys and shit because my damn dad and shit. So I probably know numbers, but I don't know names and shit. I be like, oh, I see that.
And no lie, Galladay and John Ross got to get beat. I ain't gonna lie to you. If you really want to get on our defense, y'all gotta get beat. Cause that underneath stuff, it ain't gonna last too much long. It ain't gonna last all day. I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
I'm gonna tell you this.
That's not gonna happen.
Y'all opening that little nasty hole, or y'all closing it?
Huh?
Let me ask you, are y'all opening that little nasty hole in the roof, or y'all closing it up?
Due to the fact that it's a 325 game, I'm guaranteed that thing gonna be open.
That's good, cause y'all gonna need the fresh air.
Tony gonna fuck them up, bro.
No, you know what's crazy? On the low, I think Collins is gonna fuck them up. I think the Collins kid, Collins Johnson, is going to fuck them up. I think it's going to be some plays called for this kid because he's that big and possession receiver. Nobody's thinking about it, and it's on.
It's going to be Galladay and Tony, bro.
So if I'm not mistaken, well, let me make sure I got it right. Huh. Is Trevon Diggs about to play the biggest wide receiver that he's played? Because he wasn't on Mike Evans, was he?
Yes, he was. He was on my guest.
Okay, so yeah.
He played my game. Yeah, that's the reason why when I ain't gonna lie to you, Mike Evans might have got one catch off of him, but when Diggs was not playing Mike Evans, that's when he got all his other catches. But
yeah, but he wasn't.
What about John
game.
Ross, y'all? Is John Ross gonna have a big game? Because look, I got Kadarius on the bench, I got John Ross on the bench. I'm sorry, man. I need a little help, man. I need to go pilot.
Look at
Kadarius.
Oh,
yo, go pilot, man.
Ross,
just go pilot, bro.
Yeah, man. Go. You know he gonna get his.
I know, but I just
you
don't
know
want
pilot
to
is gonna
that,
get
you know.
His, man. He gonna get 40% out of 100% of the rushing snaps. He's gonna get 40%.
Probably so, as long as he don't score. All right, man. Well,
he might score, motherfucker.
I think as long as we don't try to force-feed Ingram, cause I got this bad feeling.
Is anybody playing against? Is anybody playing against Pollard this week?
I'm not. Thank God.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm playing against Zeke, though. I think.
Yeah, I'm not playing against that at all. I am not playing against Ezekiel Elliott or Pollard at all. I played against Robert Woods yesterday and Matthew Stafford. Whoever had him had both of them. And then I played against Matthew Stafford in one league. And he didn't get too crazy. 39 is not too crazy.
Yeah, I'm playing against Dak this week.
Yeah, I'm not playing against
that.
That
is going to be tricky this week. It's going to be tricky. It's going to be emotional.
Well, look,
this game is going to be emotional.
Herbert? Should I play Herbert or Allen? I'm playing right now. I got Allen slotted.
Who is Herbert? Who's the Chargers playing against?
The
Browns?
Yeah.
The who?
Yeah, that's why I'm not. I was playing against Kansas City, and I know that's going to be a high-scoring event, man. That's why I said
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? I don't know who to start out of Mahomes or Allen because I got them both.
I would go with Allen.
I got a funny feeling that Allen's going to go off because Kansas City defense is trash. They are so trash right now.
Right.
So,
and what's crazy is Buffalo defense is destructive right now. They are destroying right now.
Top fantasy defense.
Poyer kid. Whoever got that Poyer kid. Yo, every week this month, 12, 11, 9.9. Like, what's – yo. He is a – yo, if he don't make the Pro Bowl, it's a travesty. He's on point with it. Your son, too, Freezy, the cornerback that I like over there, the light-skinned kid, Pauls. What's his name?
Who?
The one that picked off – the light-skinned kid. Is he's still there, right? The kid
there
that picked
white.
Off – there you go. The kid that
talking
picked off – yeah, that's him, right? The cornerback?
Tre'Davious White. Tre'Davious White.
Yeah, the kid that picked off Lamar Jackson in the end zone last year.
Tre'Davious White.
Okay.
Yeah, he dark skin.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was him. Whoever that kid was that picked off Lamar Jackson last year in the end zone in the playoffs. Yeah.
Well, they're not for
you. Well, look, you know, I'm moving Cooper to the bench, man. On your word, son. So Cooper's on the bench for the first time all year. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
It's just that hamstring. I don't trust his hamstring right now. Unless that hamstring is not as bad as what is being told, I don't trust his hamstring right now.
Yeah, the way he went out last
this
week, man. Yeah, I know the way he went out last week. I'm gonna have to go and. I think that hamstring is pretty bad, so.
Did he finish the game last week?
Not really. He was on the field, but he didn't. I think he only had like two or three balls thrown to him in the first half, and that was it.
Yeah, he only had two, three catches at the max.
He gonna get some of that.
Well, I think they're gonna be really trying to hit us with a lot of short passes. He's not the short pass guy. It's gonna be a lot of CeeDee Lamb, a lot of Pollard and Zeke out the backfield. I think they're gonna try to hit us.
I'm telling you, the key thing is if John's gonna have a long day.
Yeah, we got to tackle. No question. We got to tackle. We got to press. We got to tackle.
It's tight end.
Kenny has got to be the key in this game. I got Kittle, man,
but he ain't going to play this week. So I had to grab Breda real quick. I was lucky to get him.
Yeah. We got to – McKinney has to show it up this week, man. He's been taking some bad angles. My son – been tripping. Let's keep it real. And we ain't talk about him all year, but I'm going to talk about him right now.
I just was talking to Black Freezy about, I don't know if you missed that episode or not, my nigga, but I was just talking to Black Freezy about that shit, man.
Yeah, man. He's been taking bad angles, man.
Bro.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts. Yeah, I missed. It must have definitely been on Tuesday, Shakes. Because it was wifey birthday, so half of the episode I was out. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah, man, I want to discuss that right now because I didn't get a chance to. I'm not asking you to reiterate everything, but just the key point. You know what I'm saying? He's been taking a lot of bad angles, and he's definitely been slow to help out over the top on a defense. Like, people have been getting behind him, and I don't understand why. Maybe it's because he's playing too far up, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. I'm going to check that on this game and some game tape. But he has been horrible after a wide receiver on a go route has gotten past 25 yards. He's been horrible. And it ain't like they putting double moves on him going on the seam or goal or post or skinny. He just straight up and down is missing the mark. Straight behind. It's like he's saying, oh, shit, when the ball is in the air. Oh, shit. I need you to pay attention, boy. You come from Alabama, goddammit.
Pay attention, boy.
Facts.
Hopefully he'll be the one that give me that interception this week. Hopefully.
Hopefully Dak Prescott will force something in there thinking he going to look him off and he fool him by, doing what he does. Something. Because down the field is the issue, especially over the middle.
You what?
That's what
up. Well, I'll tell you, Adoree was disappointing last week to me, man. He was a major disappointment. I've seen him basically turning his back on tackles last week, man. It really pissed me off.
He did not want no parts of that.
No, not at all, man.
Talking about that
off,
shit
man.
All week long, bro. He ain't want no parts of that, man.
I hope the coaches got on his ass about that shit, bro. We're paying that man way too much money to be turning his back on some fucking tackles, man. Bad enough he let him catch the goddamn ball. I'm really not feeling too good about Adoree right now.
Taysom Hill was dead ass.
He was, huh? It's like, yeah, I mean, we play football in the backyards or whatever and shit. And it's like one kid that's just stronger than everybody. And don't nobody motherfucking want that boy to get the ball and shit because you don't want to be able to be the one that try to tackle him and shit.
I swear to God, we had a quarterback right there in my high school team, this kid named Scott McNeil, man. He was a motherfucking lunatic, bro. Nobody wanted to tackle him, man. I'm telling you, he seemed like he was like 8 years old enough the way he played his maturity level, man. I mean, everybody was scared of this motherfucker. Yo, he was a lunatic.
Real,
I wish
bro.
I knew where he was to this day, man.
We all had one, bro.
Hold on, gentlemen. I got some breaking news. First of all, shout-outs to Dan C. California love. Breaking news, Russell Wilson, and yes, I do have him, is going to miss 6 weeks.
Damn, Geno, y'all better grab Geno because Geno looks all right to me.
Seattle season's over. That's it.
Yeah.
Pack
yeah.
and count them out.
It's over.
Count them
it's
out.
Over.
All right.
No
that's
muscle,
one,
no
that's one gone from the wheel.
You know what? He don't want to come back and play
Cam.
For them. He done
let's
fucking with
go
them
get
anyway.
Cam.
I'm about yep. to hold on. Right.
You know, I don't know, man. Gino, no,
get Cam
Newton. Gino was good, man. Honestly,
that's what I'm
saying. After the way Gino performed, y'all really think that's right? Uh-uh, man. Gino, give Gino a chance, man. Stop playing.
Yeah,
man.
I'm not saying that, but you give Gino a chance, but you get Cam on the backup. Give him a couple of weeks to get adjusted
okay,
to the playbook
okay.
and all of that.
Well,
feel me?
But I still
give Gino
think,
two
I still
weeks,
think it's
happen.
Gino's job to lose, though. I really do. I think it's Gino's job to lose at this point, man.
It won't take
Pete,
it won't
Pete Carroll
will
make
hard.
That call.
It wouldn't
yeah,
be
Pete Carroll will
hard.
Make that call. I'm about to go I'm about to go grab another quarterback right now while y'all talking, so give me 5 seconds. And I'm dead serious. When I say
that's
I'm dead
crazy,
serious, I'm
man,
dead
Russ.
Serious. Well, I'm gonna jump
DK Metcalf, man.
That
nah,
fuck up Tyler Lockett. That fuck up a
nah,
lot.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a security blanket for whoever comes in. Never mind. I should be out.
We're gonna make
first
it
of
all,
they're
going
to have to get him on
the
ball, bro.
Look, average this week. They're not as good as they think they are.
I'm putting $50 on the joke, bro. Straight up.
Who they play?
Yeah.
They play in Atlanta, but they're going to be in London. So we get a chance to, yeah, I'm putting $50 on the Jets.
Jets get their second win of the season.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you right now, the Jets beat Atlanta by a certain amount of points and all that on the spread. That's $5,000, bro. I cannot go wrong with that.
Where are you making this bet? I want to make that bet my damn show. Can I get some of that shit?
I'll call you. We don't bet and gamble on the show. I will call you.
Okay. Yeah, just tell me how to do it.
I'll call
you
after.
I got you.
They talking crazy. So we get to watch football early in the morning, gentlemen, on the wake up.
5 for 50. 50 for 5.
Yep.
So I'll take that shit.
9:30 Eastern time. 8:30 Central, and 5:30 in the morning. No, yeah, 5:30 in the, yeah, 6:30 in the morning, Pacific time.
Yeah, and that takes us right up to the 1 o'clock game, damn near.
Yeah, bro, I'm excited about
shit.
That.
I love
I'm
that
so
shit.
Excited about that. I get to watch
man,
breakfast
look,
and,
this, and
watch the
look, first of all, I got to take a nap tomorrow so I can stay up the fuck up and watch the goddamn fight tomorrow night.
Yeah, that fight going to be sick, bro. We're going to talk about that.
Yes, I said a nap.
We're
going to
talk about that in 15 minutes. Yeah, who y'all got?
Nacho going to do a special. Nacho going to do a special for the fight, so y'all join us after the fight. Take down
after the fight?
After Nacho.
No, he's going to have it before. Because the fight going to take place like 11 o'clock, 11:30.
Yeah, shit. I'm about to say, man, I'm going to be badly
that's
awake.
Well, during or after. I don't know when he's doing it. Man.
Yo, can we talk about Calvin Ridley? What's going down?
Andrew.
Oh,
that's good.
My
that's
fantasy.
One of the person I got to play in my league.
Yo, Calvin Ridley, Logan Thomas, Dalvin Cook, Russell Wilson. Like, come on, man. I'm supposed to be
Kevin.
A nigga this year.
You know, you just joined the circle, man.
I'm in the fourth spot right now. I'm
going to boot you out.
Fight my way to the two top.
I care about you, fam.
Hey, look, you know
how
what
you get
my mama
how you get
do.
Mad at your brothers? How you get mad at your brothers because they win and you just got to pick a quarterback? In fantasy, I'm looking through who I'm trying to choose, and I'm gonna ask my friend right now. And don't try to play me either. So listen, let's see who's available. Okay.
Hold on, are you looking for a quarterback?
Yo, Sam Darnold, Mono.
Oh my god. Hold on, I'll tell you.
Do I choose mine, though?
You looking for a quarterback this late, though? This is late.
Bro,
stop.
That's why I said
man.
What I said. That's why I said what I said.
Sam Donald, look, why don't you just go with Daniel this week? Shit. Is he available in your league?
Can I explain to you, OG, so you can say okay real quick? Daniel Jones was my backup. So I'm going with Daniel Jones. I sat Russell Wilson. Now he's going to miss 6 weeks. 6 weeks in fantasy? Hell never. I need another quarterback.
Yeah, well,
6 weeks
I mean,
to knock me out the playoffs, bro.
That's a long time.
I mean, Sam Donald's playing well, but I mean, I don't know if he got this
much. But yeah, I would go ahead and pick up Sam Donald, though.
This is what I'm talking about. Hold on, fellas. Hold on. Let me tell you how to option. Can I tell you how to option? Hold on. Let me get to it. All right? Top five options is this, because Carson Wentz will never be on a team of mine. So don't even believe me.
Oh, my God.
All right, so the top five is Sam Donald, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, Ben Roethlisberger, and Taylor Heineke.
You better go Geno Smith.
You better go Baker. Oh, Sam.
I go Sam or Geno. I mean,
you know what?
I go Donald or Baker
Donald
Mayfield.
Sam Donald gets it done with his legs, too. Pause.
Yep.
Sam Donald gets it done with his legs.
Hold on. So Mac Jones ain't available?
Let me see.
Man, fuck mac and cheese.
No, he ain't
mac
available.
Jones.
Somebody was dead serious.
No, Mac is gonna have a good game this week. Y'all sleeping on the Mac, bro.
No, that's what it is. I'm going.
Mac.
Yo, did Drew Brees retire? Did Drew Brees officially retire?
Yeah.
Then
yes.
What are you doing on our fantasy talking about free agent?
Man,
what is he doing?
They always do that.
I don't like it though. I don't like it. If you ain't in the league, you shouldn't be here. Somebody
man,
is a sucker
Geno,
already.
Man.
Somebody that picked up Geno Smith already.
That's what I told you. Because
they know. Because they know.
Let me get Sam Donald. I ain't fucking with y'all. We good. Mano.
Yeah, you better hurry up. You should have picked Geno.
I already
I
already did that. Let's go, Mano.
You should have got Geno,
ain't nothing
man.
To talk about.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah, okay.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
You know, I'm a champion, baby. Are you a champ? I'm a champ. I got a chip. You got a chip? I got a chip.
I just joined, fam. I'm young. I'm young. I'm still off screen.
I got you. You don't know what it feels.
Wear the circle, baby. Wear the circle.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, don't do that.
It's your chip, nah, baby.
Man, you got to have chips
don't
to
do
talk
that.
To.
Exactly. Chip. You know, you're talking to a champ, baby. I'm looking at my trophy right here.
No. Hold up.
That's
what
they
mean, nigga? First of all, what do niggas mean he undroppable? What the fuck that mean?
Who's undroppable?
How he undroppable?
Russell Wilson. All right, because you dropped him.
You got a no-trade clause.
You might have drafted him first. You might have drafted him first. So you dropped him first. Right. You can't drop him.
All right.
The nigga is out.
Doom, doom. Doom, doom. What league is
J-Rock,
it, y'all?
We got to change some shit.
What league is it?
League One.
Oh, man. See, that's why I told this motherfucker, man. He fucked up. Because I
that,
made
the
fucking, made the rule.
Is that a dirty
yeah, no.
Again?
Bro, nah, like.
Yeah, that's
he
that's
just
crazy,
was on some bullshit,
man.
Y'all. Because I made us all vote for us to have IRs and all that.
Yeah, IRs,
so this motherfucker
bro.
Forgot to put him in until. Yeah, I mean, I mentioned about it on the championship shit. I'm like, yo, you ain't got IRs in none of the leagues, bro. He's like, oh, shit,
oh,
I forgot about that.
I got. Yeah, I've been having Gallup in IR all year. Who you got? Oh, man.
What?
I've been killing motherfuckers all season long.
Yo, man. Do y'all want to talk about faith? Yo, listen to this, gentlemen. The fact that he's undroppable. Daniel Jones is my guy, no matter what. Now that's
no
faith.
Matter
you better grab
what?
No matter what,
Duck.
He's my guy.
You better grab him.
Duck, you got to root all for 6 weeks.
No shit.
That's crazy.
Look, yeah, I told you to grab Dino. Shit.
You, what is he, why does he keep saying that? Can somebody tell him what's going on?
He can't do nothing.
You can't, right. Please somebody tell him what's going on.
I know. I'm just
can't
fucking
pick
with you,
bro. Nobody.
I know, bro.
I know you are.
He's fish in the water.
Mono! How you see a motherfucker with the green on and can't even grab him?
Unless you
got
the green plus on him, son.
My co-worker got he was fine this morning.
You can cut Daniel. You can cut Daniel and pick up Mono.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not cutting Daniel and picking up Mono. I'm not doing that.
Dude, I'm gonna have faith in Daniel for 6 weeks.
Six joints.
Let's go, Daniel. Let's go.
I mean, the way I talked about him, and that's my son. I gotta do something.
Exactly,
like
he's your son for real.
Let's do it. Let's do it. See where it gets.
He's your son and your nephew.
That's a fact. That is mama and his auntie. Mama one night, auntie the next week.
Hey, you know what, man? I remember when I didn't fuck with this fantasy shit at all, but I tell you, man, thanks to the Giants being so fucking sorry, it really gave me something to care about.
I didn't mess with it either, bro. Shakes is the one who was like, yo, telling you, bro, you're going
to
like this joint, man, especially
you. I convinced Steve to get into it.
Yeah.
LRP.
Yeah.
He said, you always talking about the weather, the wind, the chill factor. Yo, you going out, and I'm addicted, bro. My lady be talking to me like, why every time I look at you, you on your phone? She think I'm cheating on her with fantasy, son.
Hey, yo, I'm telling you, man, I be up early in the morning and shit watching shit. She was on the waiver wire for all that shit.
Let that waiver wire
I try to make my fucking...
12-0 Wizzy.
I'm doing the motherfucking game.
And I be hating too. When let me tell you something, and this is a secret, OG, it's between me and you, don't tell nobody. I be hating when I see other motherfuckers in front of me on the waiver wire because they got losing records.
Oh yeah.
And they
they
picking the dude that I want. You feel me?
You
want three times on the waiver shit?
Every time I
like
drop somebody,
really
somebody else is picking them up the minute I drop a motherfucker.
Sucker,
that's the most annoying shit.
Let me tell you who's the quicker picker-upper in this motherfucker. Freezy is quick on the drizzle. What? Let you go. He picking you up before the P is in drop. Soon as it be like drop, Freezy, poop, he be like, yo, wait a minute. He ain't even clear waivers. How you get him?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that shit. But I'm playing them, too. The week I'm playing them, they want to steal my guys.
Oh, man.
And I ain't got my defense, man. I gave up Pittsburgh and Buffalo this year.
Let me get back into the
that?
Show real quick. Gentlemen, No, let me just. This is the last question, for the panel, and then I'm gonna let you guys go. I planned on shutting it down at 8 o'clock. A brother does have to get to his job. Fortunately, because this is the bread that's going to be able to help me get through next week. when me and my brothers have a great time together. So give me one player on offense and on defense that you feel is going to be an X factor to help us win this game. Now, first and goal, since you are the enemy of the state right now, we're going to let you go first and tell us who do you feel on offense and defense is going to take you over the top to help you get this victory against us. And then we're going to bombard you, onslaught you, jump you, give you a brunt down. You understand?
I hear you.
So you go first.
I hear you. Just don't do me like they did Kanan in the first episode of book three. But X factor on offense is, I'm gonna be honest with you, as much as everybody's gonna say it's gonna be Dak, it's Zeke. If Zeke is popping anywhere between 75 to 150, we good. We're gonna be good. Defense, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep the Parsons calling himself the Terminator. I'm gonna keep Go Gadget. Trayvon Diggs. Both of them are the X factor this week. I think, you know, everybody's hoping that Trayvon's gonna get one this week. I think this is the week he doesn't get one. I think this is a week he does not get one, but he's going to be a factor in the past game. He's going to be a big factor. I think one of them receivers is either going to be Galladay or Shepard or somebody. I think it's Galladay. If somehow Galladay, everybody's going to keep talking about Galladay at a bad week, it's because Diggs was right there with him, looking at him, lurking, just waiting on him to do something stupid. But that's my office of duty.
We lose, brother. You're not allowed to call in till Wednesday. We win. You're allowed to call in.
Don't worry. I give you to Wednesday. If Dallas wins, I give you to Wednesday. That's when you'll see me again.
Thank you, because it's going to definitely hurt.
Well, I'll be making sure I'm going to tune in the Wednesday show. You call in. When y'all lose, make sure you call in on Wednesday, too. You hear me?
I'm calling in Wednesday, either we win or lose.
My man. That's what's up.
All right, OG, since you're right there, brother, the floor is yours. X factor, one on defense, one on offense to take us over the top.
Well, Crowder has to play above the X's and O's. He has to play solid game. You have to have sound tackling, period. I mean, I'll say that against the whole, obviously, secondary specifically, but I think Crowder really has to have, you know, a hell of a game. I'll go ahead and say, you know, throw Leonard Williams in there, too, because we need pass rush. But I think more than pass rush, we just need solid tackling. And everybody needs to be in their gaps and be disciplined. Offensively, I'm really thinking that this is where you put the game on the veterans' hands. Okay, this is what we brought Galladay here for. So I expect this to be a real big Galladay show. Don't get me wrong, I'm looking excited about, you know, Ross and Kadarius and any other, but Galladay is the big money guy. He's the one we brought here. He's the vet. He's a dome guy. He's prime time. This is the Galladay show. It begins. Well, it started last week. It continues this week, and it grows, and it has to grow. So it's Galladay for me. Obviously, we need Saquon, to play consistent, but I think Galladay's got to be the X factor. So that's where I'm at with him. So we need big plays.
OG Steve from D.C.
You know.
Shakes Montana. What's going on, baby? Talk to us.
On offense, I feel Kenny Galladay will have two touchdowns in this game. I called that out this week.
Can you say it one more time? I just want to hear that one more time.
Kenny G. Yeah, he's going to have two touchdowns in this game, but I think that the X factor is going to be Tony on offense.
Okay.
As far as defense, I'm going to say X factor going to have to be my son and Dory. Y'all talking shit, man. Pick six for my mom's son and Dory, Jack.
Okay. Listen, you was Shakes Stradamus last week. We need some more of that real conversation. Somebody going to be right. Either first and goal or all of us. Somebody going to be right.
Who was your defensive player, Chase? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Say it again. Who's your defensive?
Adoree. Adoree Jackson.
Okay. Okay, that's what's up. Well, does he, well, can you elaborate on that a little bit? What does he need to do specifically about the X's and O's, if you don't mind, brother? Or better?
I just think he's going to lock CD down. I think he's going to lock CD down to, like, one catch. And I believe he's going to have a pick six. X factor. X factor again.
He's due.
Yes,
he can catch.
That's deep in the street, deep. You think I did not know what's popping in the streets? My daughter. Freezy.
Yeah.
X factor. Offense, defense, one player each, brother. Talk to us.
X factor on offense. I'm going to give it up to Danny Jones, man. Danny Dimes going down the field, man. You know what I'm saying? Commanding the huddle. On defense, I'm going to say whoever guarding CeeDee Lamb. Whoever guarding CeeDee Lamb is X factor, man. I don't know if he's going to be roaming.
That'll be a Dory.
He's going to roll with him. Not outside.
I'm in love with MJ from NFL Network. I love this fucking woman, man. Oh, my God, I'm in love with her. Yeah, I know. Y'all know who MJ is on NFL Network?
Yo, you talking about the brown skin sister
woman,
with the Bubble Bible, right?
Yeah, man, she looks
good. Yes.
My God, I'm in love with her.
Yes, bro.
Damn.
I know who you're talking about. Last week, she was on the sidelines.
God,
she had the little ponytail. My God.
She is so serious.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. She's looking good. Y'all can turn that shit on right now.
All right, so the mighty LRP, we have no problems in Houston. Who's your X factors, my brother, if you're with us, on offense and on defense? Give us somebody. Give us one of each, bro. All right, he in the background.
It sounds like he's feeling better today, so shout out to LRP.
Yeah. Definitely, bro.
Okay.
Definitely. All right, so I'll answer my own question, of course. On offense, I think Barkley is going to come up big for us. This is a game for him to establish himself, make that mismatch happen. But my X factor, I'm going Ross. Because this is a game where he could get crazy. That speed on that turf. I'm going Ross. I think he begins to believe.
You know what, bro? Not to interrupt, man, but I really don't think I want us to have that kind of time. But I'm looking at the Cowboys defense. Ain't nobody. They made Herbert and everybody else. They throw that ball way early, bro. I can't see it, man. He did me forcing a lot of bad decisions early, bro. I want to see it, but I can't see it.
I got to believe.
A lot of time to throw that ball.
I have to begin to believe.
I'm gonna jump off here real quick. I'm gonna give y'all my Wilder Fury pick right now, because I'm about to get out the car, go to this football game real quick. It's already packed up here. I'm over here parked on the curb. I'm taking Wilder. I think Wilder's gonna. I got this gut feeling. Wilder's gonna win this matchup. I got this really good feeling. Wilder's gonna win this matchup. I don't care if it's TKO, knockout, decision. I don't care. I think Wilder's winning.
Got it. First and goal.
Lesbian Lick.
My man.
First and goal, man. Appreciate you, man.
And he got it.
No
problem.
No problem.
Call back in on Wednesday. I mean, call back in on Sunday in the pregame if you can. But yeah, definitely want to hear from you on Wednesday.
Right. So this is how far I'm going with it. You understand? On defense, my X factor is going to be the entire defensive line. That's how far I'm going. The entire defensive line. I think we get it right. I'm telling you. I don't know why I got this feeling, but I think this is the first time that money shows up. That's it. I got the line on this one, man. I got the line on this one. For some reason, we always get up when it comes to playing against the Cowboys. We stand up for some reason.
I'm going to start on closing statements. Get you up out of
here. Yeah, we could do that. Get up out of here, bro.
OG, you got anything before we go?
No, not much, man. All I'm going to say is, you know.
Real quick.
Stay
high. Keep
your blood pressure low.
What you got on the Wilder fight?
Well, I got, where's my heart? Where's my, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm going to have to go with Fury just because of the fact that Wilder got so many he can box. I want Fury, I want Wilder to win. I don't like the way this man been disrespecting him, but he hasn't shown me he can box yet, so. Until that happens, I'm going to have to go with the boxer. You know what I mean? Wilder has the worst feet ever seen on the boxer. I heard he's working on it. I hope he has, but from what I've seen of him, he can't box. He can fight, but he can't box. So, Wilder, I mean, Fury, excuse me.
All right. OG Steve from D.C.
All right.
Shakes, who you going with?
Lesbian Lick and shit. But listen. Right after the motherfucking fight, I'm going to watch DMF. We'll check out Nacho and what he got to say about the fight. So y'all join me on all these episodes we got coming up for y'all. And definitely pregame show on Sunday. Nacho will be doing as well. 11 a.m. Eastern time. So join us then. You know, great week by everybody, man. Okay.
No doubt.
Go big, bro.
So you do
hear from us again before the game.
Right. Freezy, who you got, B? LL or Wilder? LL stands for
I want Wilder, man. I want Wilder, man, but he don't know how to box. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, man.
With his body, man. Come on.
Yo, that.
Yes, I guess I'm going with the, you know, Cool J and them boy out here looking at everybody.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
What's going on with the next?
Yeah, let me just say this real quick. the live portion of the show has ended. To get this last 5 minutes, y'all are going to have to download the content. So we just want to thank everybody who was with us during the live session. Thank you for the callers. Thank you for the listeners. Y'all know what's up. East Style Fridays. We had a blowout this week. 5 days of five shows brought it to you hoes. Not everybody's hoes, but y'all know who y'all are. So that's what we do.
Y'all know who y'all.
Y'all know
I'm a hoe. I'm telling you so. How do you know? Because I'm telling you, so I went to the party. I was by myself. And 9 times out of 10, I went to three with someone else. I guess it's the way I rock the microphone. The ladies in the place want to take me home, stretch me out all along the couch, and show me what the nothing is all about. When I get on my, and then I wet up, I put the jammy inside. Oops, forget on because I'm a hoe. Time to go. All
right, so listen, I'm going to keep it real. I'm choosing Wilder to win this fight, and I'm going to tell y'all why. I understand his boxing skills are not in the same lane as Fury, but I got him off anger, off an angle, and just technique. I think something in his technique is just going to be refined enough, just a little bit, whether it be his footwork or working the jab. Something is going to throw Fury off because he already feels Wilder can't box. He lets it be known all the time. He can't box, and when I knock him out again, you guys are going to see it for the third time. Want to knock it. He's just disrespectful. I believe Wilder knocks him out. I give it the 7th round, and Wilder does something to surprise him because he's not going to take it serious enough, and he's going to split his wig right there.
That'll be the only
lesbian
way he
licking, lesbian licking will come to an end. We will never see that again in the history of sports. Grown men licking another grown man.
Wilder
like
boy.
That was crazy. That was crazy, bro, that he licked this man like that. In boxing. Lesbian licked this man. And I noise with it.
So his children could see it.
Yo, that's yo. Paper soldiers. Yo, man, you know how mad about that I was, man? You wasn't on, OG. They'll tell you, I was angry at that, bro. Yo, that.
Yo, I'm
saying,
I hate the way he calls him boy.
Different.
When he calls him boy, that shit makes me mad as hell, yo. I don't like that shit like that.
But licking the
he's
man like that,
purpose.
Bro.
Fuck that licking. He keep calling him boy,
man.
I hope you check that shit, for real.
The whole world is looking at you do that? And then you beat me up after you lick me? Pause. Nah, bro.
Yeah,
nah.
Double pause on that.
Nah, I'm telling you, I'd have been the first boxer disqualified for unnecessary roughness. Bro, I'd have threw him straight into everything. Somebody burning something? Hold on.
And me. Say what you got in the air, boy.
LittleSmokySmoke.com. Ain't nothing burning, though. Back to it.
What
you know what I'm saying? But,
What's your action?
Huh?
You asked me something?
Yeah, OG. I think OG said something to
you. Oh.
No, you was asking was he cooking? He was asking was he burning something.
Oh.
We heard you a long
while. Nah, that was a little smoke from downstairs. You know, we got the new sensitive alarm in these houses. Everything go off. You burn an incense, it's happening. shower steam come out is going off. So, yeah, man. But I got Wilder splitting his wig, putting an end to that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't never got to see that highlight no more. Thank God they don't show it like that no more. But he has no choice, because if he loses this fight, man, this is his legacy right here. Everybody going to know.
Yeah.
Fury exposed you. You can't be Fury. Yeah.
What hoodie
going want that.
You already know, man. Look, just take your money and move to hide in Beverly Hills somewhere. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Don't go nowhere, because they're going to clown the shit out you soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't move nowhere where anybody from London or anywhere they live at.
Yeah, they're leaving bananas on that man's doorstep or something crazy, man. I mean, I don't like
that. That's
a like
fact.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's so many reasons why he needs to beat the hell out of Wilder. I mean, Fury, excuse me. But hopefully he can get it done, man. I just don't, you know, I hate his legs, man. Them little skinny ass legs. Oh, my God. Yo, is he knocking me when he's fighting and everything? Come on, man. How you going? You got to get that jab popping, man. Get up on your toes a little bit, son. You know, I mean, fighting all small with his knees knocking, man. He ain't got no head, no body movement, no nothing, bro. So hopefully he went all the way back to the drawing board on that. We know he got that knockout power. He might get lucky, man, and get, you know, but he got to work some jab. He got to work that jab. He got to come up with a jab somewhere. Somebody got to keep him on a jab, man. I don't know. Give it Riddick, bro. Give it somebody.
Yeah, hopefully, the dude he training with now gonna have him on the get right. You know what I'm saying? And
somebody tell the truth though.
Yeah, we gonna see what's happening from there. But it's time for me to get up out of here, fellas. Got to get to that place called work. Got to get that money.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Because we got some things going on next week. Things going on next week. Things going on next week.
Well, thanks for letting me chime in, fellas. Y'all be safe, man.
You already know what time it is. OG Steve from D.C. We love you, brother. Shakes Montana, number 9. Take us home, bro. Freezy, you got anything before we go?
No. Good, baby.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Yeah, so, like I said, I believe Nacho is doing a show for the fight tomorrow, Shakedown Presents, a little special for y'all. So y'all join him talking about the fight. I think it's definitely during or after. We'll let y'all know. Stay tuned. But also, pregame on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. Join us then. We'll talk about all the Week 5 matchups and all that whatnot. So, like we always say around this time, we don't expect y'all to agree with us, but we damn sure expect y'all to understand. Understand? Don't get shook up, because we keep shit live. It's the Shakedown, right with New York Giants on that Drive for 5. And we out of there. Take us away, Edie. Chose one from the Bronx.
Yo, y'all just been shook by the Shakedown, and we up out of here. Peace. And y'all know what time it is. Tune in tomorrow. The Nacho's Boxing presents on the Shakedown, and join us all on Sunday at 11 a.m. for the pregame show. All right? Be out of here. One.
Nice. One. Be safe out there. Always use a rubber. Wash your hands and wash your ass.
And it don't matter which order. Just do it.
Word.